And what else happened when you were 32?
Well, funny enough, at that time, when I packed up smoking, I don't know whether it was to do with that, but I had a job. I had a job to do down in South Wales, and I arrived there with my all my compatriots, and we went on to this job, and we managed to get digs. It was a hard place to get digs to stay. It was about a fortnight's work, and I hadn't drunk much. I had been drunk on experiments when I was a kid, but I hadn't drunk much up until that time at all. But we was on this job, and the digs weren't very good as well, and all they wanted was your money. They didn't want to let you sit in and watch a telly or anything like that. So that was really one of the reasons we started going down the pub with the boys, because contract men always drink. It's one of the things of contract working is having a drop of beer. And I started drinking then, and I actually drank lager for then. I got into the habit of having a couple of pints every night. But it wasn't long before I changed that to ordinary bitter, and I've now, since that time, for nearly 40 years ago, I've drunk 2 pints of bitter every day. And I only hope that I shall be able to go on to the end of my life doing that.